you do a lot of research into the life of Edgar Cayce, don't you?
Yes. The newest book that just came out, it's hot off the press, is the Edgar Cayce's Guide to Gemstones, Minerals, Metals, and More. And, yeah, there's a lot of research in that one, for sure.
Edgar Cayce's Guide to Gemstones, Minerals, and More. He was not a jeweler, was he?
Well, occasionally in his readings, he would recommend gemstones, minerals, or metals for the person to use in addition to other remedies to alleviate different ailments within the physical body.
All right, how would they use it?
How would they use it?
Yeah.
Edgar Cayce's take on it is, well, it's a lot about the things that I'm trying to teach people about, you know, that everything is a part of the vibrational universe. And so sometimes in a life reading, he would suggest that a person wear or carry a certain type of mineral or metal because of the frequencies of that material and how that frequency would react with the person and that it would create a healing in the person. And it's the same thing that when I teach a lot of workshops in different healing, and particularly using the gems and minerals. And the reason why this modality works, and it's the thing that Cayce had talked about, you know, years and years ago, is because everything in the known universe is made up of vibrational frequencies. And so if you pick up a particular mineral and you can bring that mineral into your own energetic field, then your energetic field will begin to emulate that of the mineral. And then it can create a healing, or it could, like certain frequencies will attract certain kinds of things. Like if I need more abundance in my life, or I need better health. I guess for me, I think it's broken down into one of three categories. You either want love, health, or that which is under the umbrella of security, which maybe that's money, maybe that's I need a roof over my head. I mean, I guess it just depends on, you know, where you're at in your life, but to me, all of the minerals and the metals and other things that we can bring into our energetic field, when our field then begins to vibrate at these certain frequencies, these minerals and materials will enable our physical body to use them as a tool to attract that which we seek in our lives. And this is exactly what Edgar Cayce was talking about.
Shelley, did not Saddam Hussein have some kind of necklace that he was wearing that also he believed possessed certain powers?
I heard about that.
It's a true story. And I don't know if he still possesses this or not. But he indeed, he had one of these special necklaces on.
Was it gemstones?
It may have been. It was a magic stone that he had. And let me see, because I had some notes on that.
But it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, you know, people have come up to me and said, Shelley, you know, come on, this is really woo-woo, or this is really out there. But see, the thing is, stones and minerals have been around since the dawn of civilization in indigenous cultures, and there's a lot of, I can say there's a lot of validity to the reality that stones really do heal you, but part of it, I guess, is to me that these minerals act as an intent. So let's say Saddam Hussein thinks that this necklace is protecting him. So then we get into the, like, which came first, the chicken or the egg thing, right? I mean, is it really protecting him, or does he just think it's protecting him, so now he's protected? I mean, and which is all about, like, my work into quantum physics and parallel universes is, and Edgar Cayce touched on all of these things as well, is that our thoughts are creating our reality, and so if I give you a crystal and I say, here, George, this is your lucky stone, and you're going to have this fabulously beautiful life and everything's going to be perfect, and you hang on to that and you believe in that, then that is what you will get. But Cayce also warned us now, and it's the same thing I was like, dude, you cannot, like, I can't just give you this crystal and say, okay, here, this is going to make you lucky, and then you go, oh my gosh, I left it at home today, or I lost it, so now my life is going to be horrible. Because Cayce was very clear about warning people, this is not an omen, this is not a good luck charm, like what you were saying about Saddam, there is no such thing as a good luck charm or a talisman, but that it truly is the vibrational nature of the material interacting with the physical body.